Welcome to Positive Empowering Bird Stories by The Bird Coach. I'm Anne Bleu, a mother of two and living on the beautiful island of Mallorca. I'm a pre, post and bird doula and lactation consultant. These podcasts are for everyone pregnant to empower yourself and look forward to experience your own birth. Today I want to talk about the birth of Charlie Bo, my daughter. She turned 6 last week and had a really nice party, was super excited about it. And so she was born 6 years ago here in Mallorca in Spain. For me, it was a big adventure in the beginning because it was my first pregnancy here. I had my son in Belgium and I wanted to have a home birth. And I didn't even know if it was possible in the beginning because in Spain, it's different than in some other countries. Every country has their way around birth and home births are not in the public health system. So it is allowed. You can have a home birth, but you will have to find a private midwife that does home births. So I started investigating and I found a few midwives on the island that were doing home births. So I was really happy about it. I met Jessica, the midwife that I then eventually worked with. And from the beginning, I had a really nice feeling about her. And I knew she was the one that had to be there for me. I still work together with her now as a doula. So when we do home births, that's the midwife that I work with. And I just love working with her. So I found my midwife, and from the beginning I had this very big visualization, or I really was imagining how the birth would go, and I always visualized that it would happen during the night. I would labor during the night. My son would be asleep. And that he would wake up the moment my daughter was born. So that was my big visualization for 9 months, basically. My pregnancy was very different than the first time because, well, I was living in a different country and I had a toddler. And I can tell I see that all the time when I work with moms now, when it's their second or third pregnancy. You just have your hands full with your toddler and time is just flying by. A lot of the times you don't know which week of your pregnancy you are in, and that's okay, but it's just a very different feeling, no? I was working in the beginning, but I stopped working quite early on because I really wanted to focus on preparing myself for the home birth. I knew that it probably would be my last pregnancy. And I just wanted to focus on the pregnancy and on my son. So I stopped working in my second trimester already. I was very fortunate that I could and that my husband could support us. And I also stopped working because physically I had a very different pregnancy than the first time around. And I felt everything was a lot heavier, like my belly started growing a lot faster. I was getting some lower back pain and I had some hip instability, what was quite painful. But there's lots of very good osteopaths and chiropractors here on the island. And I would tell all pregnant women, I'll tell all pregnant women now that it's very good to go and see one of them during your pregnancy because your body is just changing so much and going through so much. So they helped me out and that was that put me through the pregnancy. I also, I got a lot of pre-labor contractions in my last trimester. So in the beginning, I thought I was going to go into labor, but then I found out they were just pre-labor contractions and they always happened during the night. So I didn't sleep a lot at night. I slept a lot on the sofa and I tried to do some naps during the day. And yeah, so that was my pregnancy flying by. My mother came over towards the end. She flown over from Belgium, and I was really happy that she could come and that she could stay with us for the birth. So she came over, and I was getting closer to my due date. Something I had not experienced with my first, because he came early. So I was getting closer to my due date, and one day I was going for a long walk with my mother. I remember I had an ice cream and I felt super relaxed. It was 3 days before my due date, and that evening when we went to bed around 11 o'clock, a little bit later I woke up from my waters breaking. I was very sure it was my water breaking, because with my first I had the same. So I had twice that my water broke before my contractions were starting. And I remember I was so excited. I was really happy that it was gonna start and that it was starting during the night, like I visualized, no? So I let the midwife know my waters were broken, but I was not having any contractions yet. And I went back to bed, trying to sleep, hoping that I could get a little bit of rest before everything started. My husband was also still sleeping. And not so long after that, I felt very light contractions were kicking in. They were regular from the beginning. I also had that with my son, so I never really experienced the one contraction every 10 minutes, then 7 minutes, then 5 minutes. For me, it always went straight away to a contraction every 3 or 4 minutes. So very regular, but they were very light in the beginning. So I really tried to stay in the bed and rest as long as possible. But maybe around 2 or 3 o'clock at night, I felt I had to get up. They were getting too strong. I was not comfortable anymore laying down. So I let my husband know, and we moved to the living room. He made it really nice. He put some candles on and some music, some soft music. My son was just sleeping in his bedroom next to the living room, and he was just sleeping through all of it, what was amazing. And I had to move around. I had to move my hips. I had to be on all fours, leaning against the sofa, leaning against the table. And that was basically the only thing that I could do. I couldn't stop moving. That was what helping me the most. My husband made some tea for me. I know I remember I had some tea and some grapes to keep my energy going. And the midwife came over around 5 o'clock in the morning. And she checked me. She said I was doing really well. I was dilated 3 centimeters. And my cervix was very soft and very thin, so all was going well. I was really happy about that, and the baby was doing well. And we let my mother know as well. She was staying in an apartment just around the corner, and she came over as well. And the midwife was sitting in a corner, just quietly. And my mother came and sit at the big dining table, and she didn't say anything. But it was super nice to have her there, just to have that calm energy and knowing she was there if my son would wake up. And I could tell the labor was getting a lot more intense. From the moment the midwife arrived and my mother arrived, it was kind of like I could relax, I could really let go, and the contractions were getting one after the other very intense. And at one point I felt that I needed to push, but I couldn't believe it, because it was like the midwife just checked me, no? So I thought like, no, this is impossible. It can't be that she's coming already. But the midwife could tell, and she offered me to check. So I let her check me, and she confirmed I was 10 centimeters and ready to push. So I was so surprised because that was like maybe 2 hours later. So I dilated from 3 centimeters to 10 centimeters in 2 hours. And I couldn't really believe it. At that moment, I felt I had to go to the bedroom because daylight was going to come soon. And I had to go to my cave, right? A smaller room. So we decided to go to the bedroom. And I remember I passed by the dining table where my mother was sitting. And she looked at me and she said, "Not long now." And that was the only thing she said during the whole time she was there. But those few words, they kept on going in my head, "Not long now, not long now." And it was almost like a mantra, no, going around in my head, giving me so much power and energy, "Not long now." So it was the best thing she could have said. We went to the bedroom and funny, my husband had to go to the bathroom, but he was afraid to go because he was thinking he would miss the bird because everything was going so fast, right? So he was doubting, like, what shall I do? And so he went to the bathroom. I went to the bedroom. I remember I did a few contractions standing up, leaning against the wall, but my legs were just trembling and I couldn't stay upright anymore. So then I went onto all fours on the bed. That was the best position I could be in, on hands and knees. And I started pushing. And my husband, the plan was that he would catch her, would catch our baby. But when she was born, the midwife saw or felt the umbilical cord was around her neck, something that happens a lot, and it's not a problem. Most of the time, it doesn't give any complications, and midwives and doctors are trained for that, so they always feel for the umbilical cord. But my husband just came back to my head, and he was like, "Okay, you do it." And I think that was probably the hardest bit of the bird, was that then, because she had to flip the umbilical cord over her head, I had to stop pushing. And you have such an urge to push when you have a natural bird. It's so, you almost can't, yeah, it's almost impossible not to push, no? It's just your body really taking over. But luckily, she did it very quickly. She was very well at doing that. And then Charlie Bo was born. And she passed her... Oh, yeah, I also felt a ring of fire when she was born, something I didn't feel with my son. So the ring of fire is where the baby's head is being born and where you are stretched the most. So I felt that for a brief moment. So she passed Charlie Bo through my legs and I catched her and I went to sit down on my knees, holding her with her little head popping over my shoulder. And at that moment, my son and my mother came running into the room. And I didn't see him coming in because I was sitting with my back towards the door. But my son, my husband said it was such an amazing moment because our son's eyes and mouth were wide open and he was in shock almost, seeing his sister so happy. My mother always also told me later, it was a beautiful image, looking at you with my naked back, my hair loose, and then the baby's head popping over my shoulder. So they came running in, and yeah, that was for me the most amazing moment. So my son had woken up from the first cry of his baby sister, just like I visualized it for 9 months. Or maybe it was for my last roaring, growing, pushing sound that I made. I don't know. But my mother said that because she went to his bedroom and was sitting on his bed. And she said that he woke up and he just opened his eyes and said, "My sister is here," and came running to the bedroom. So we all sat down on the bed. It was so nice to be all together in our own bed. And Charlie found her way crawling to my breast without me even noticing. I was talking to my mother and suddenly she was there and found a breast and started sucking. Most newborns do after a natural birth, but something I never experienced myself before. I didn't experience that with my son in the hospital. And that was also such a powerful moment to see how strong newborns can be. A lot of newborns, they lose a little bit of their birth weight after birth, and that's very normal. And then they start gaining again. But Charlie never lost any of her birth weight. She was such a strong drinker from the beginning, and she just started drinking straight away. So that was amazing as well. Then my son and my mother, they went out to get some breakfast. The placenta was born easily. That's a funny detail as well. My placenta was in a heart shape, and it was just a few days after Valentine. So that was fun. And then my son came back in and he came and gave us a kiss and he went off to school like a normal day. But his baby sister was born, telling the big news to all his friends at school. And I had a shower and it was just so nice to be in my own home, my own bed. And it was such an empowering experience, a fast birth, everything I imagined for 9 months, and very grateful to have the home birth that I always wanted. Thank you for listening and I hope you enjoyed it. Do you have a positive, empowering birth story you would like to share on the podcast? Please let me know. If you like to prepare for your own birth with me, I offer online prenatal birth preparation sessions. And if you didn't experience a positive birth or suffered from some birth trauma, please reach out to me. I offer birth story rewriting and healing back to the womb sessions. Thank you for listening, and this was Anne Bleu.